This is Jim Inkster. Pleased to have you with us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle producing your number 877-217-5757. Talk at talklouisiana.org is our email. And we're joined by Mark Ballard, the Capitol Bureau Chief for The Advocate. Last night in Monroe, the president was in tow, and of course thousands of people gathered to hear him speak with John Neely Kennedy and William Morgan Cassidy, Cassidy the senior U.S. Senator at his side. And it was John Kennedy who has been getting the publicity based on his appearance last night and some of the things he said. Now, mind you, this is a man who will be a juror in the trial of President Trump if the House votes to convict. And, of course, John Kennedy, although he's a lawyer, he's already made up his mind. Here's John Kennedy last night on the stump with President Trump.
Hello, Louisiana. Thank you, Mr. President, for visiting our state. In 3 short years, President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him.
And then he goes on to say, it must suck to be that dumb, referring to the Speaker of the House. And, of course, John Kennedy called this the greatest economy in all of human history. Well, the greatest economy in all of human history has a $23 trillion debt and a $1 trillion deficit for the year. So Mark Ballard, John Kennedy, graduate of Vanderbilt and Virginia Law School, and his daddy paid his way to go to Oxford. He apparently has some trouble with numbers.
Well, yeah, but there was a whole lot of false information bandied about yesterday. I mean, it was a political rally, and so, you know, I guess he kind of considered that. Double the growth is one of those that is wrong, and the fact that, as you point out, that it's a massive deficit is involved in this, and that the economy is actually slowing down and could be problematic for the president come next year. But you know, this was entertainment. It was a political rally. That's why you had and certainly Trump is very entertaining, as is Senator Kennedy.
No doubt. But Senator Kennedy has decided he wants to be the chief surrogate for Eddie Rasponi. He requested and was allowed to speak, as he should be. So there was an opening Monday at the Baton Rouge Press Club, and it'll be on Veterans Day, which will be curious because, as we know, Eddie Rasponi, born in 1949, did not serve in Vietnam. Donald Trump, born in 1946, did not serve in Vietnam. And John Neely Kennedy, born in 1951, also avoided being in harm's way in Southeast Asia while he was going to school at Vanderbilt, Virginia, and Oxford. So Mark Ballard, curious that he would choose Veterans Day to make his case for a non-veteran against a graduate of West Point.
Right. Well, and you can't really hold the fact that Eddie Rasponi did not go to Vietnam, because he was among millions of young men graduating high school during that particular year, which was the highest draft year for the Vietnam War, who chose school rather than, you know, Olive Green. And said he was. There were many, many people like that, and you named a couple of them.
Most American men were in that number, but Eddie Rasponi also graduated from college, I believe, in the early 70s, and the war was going on then, and he could have volunteered, as General Richard did. He went to LSU, was an ROTC, and volunteered when he graduated in 1968, and of course became the number one Marine in the country. Wow. And fought in wars, and he was born the same year as President Trump and President Clinton and President Bush, and all of them basically tucked tail and ran when it was their turn to fight. But General Richard, General Honoré, people like that of the same vintage, they chose another path, and those are the people we should be honoring on Veterans Day, not those who decided to take a powder when it was their turn to man up for America. 877-217-5757, David in Atlanta. David, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, Jim, you stole some of my thunder, but that Kennedy speech at the Trump rally was a disgrace. He really disgraced himself in Louisiana. And by the way, President Clinton had as much as 8% growth. Trump is not even close to that figure. President Clinton had the greatest stock market in history. The S&P 500 gained on average 28% for five consecutive years, and he reduced the deficit and gave us a surplus. So Kennedy is a liar and a disgrace.
Outside of that, he's a generally nice guy who you probably supported for the Senate back in the year of 2004. I think that's the most amazing thing is that last night on that stage, we had all these people cheering three former Democrats. All of them were Democrats in their 50s, and they had an epiphany. William Morgan Cassidy, John Neely Kennedy, and Donald John Trump all became Republicans, and somewhere, somehow, Mark, a bell went off.
You pointed out that Senator Kennedy was a lawyer and has already made up his mind, but I want to point out he's a bond lawyer, but he's a politician first, and they all understand the numbers, and the numbers say that this is a Republican red state, and so, you know, I think that is more motivating for them than any kind of philosophical issue, so... Mm-hmm.
Now, Matt Doyle, our producer, says Elizabeth Warren was a Republican in her 50s. We'll fact-check that. But in Massachusetts, they have elected Republican governors. William Weld, who will probably be on this show in short order, he is running against President Trump. He was Edward Brooke, remember, the senator, a liberal Republican. Being a Republican in the great state of Massachusetts is somewhat different than being one in another part of the country.
Well, I don't think that Governor Edwards, the sole Democratic governor in the Deep South, would be elected in Massachusetts because he's would be too conservative for them.
So, that is correct. He couldn't be elected as a Republican.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, despite what you were hearing last night, you know, but remember, last night was a rally, and that's, you know, apparently, you know, truth meters go off, but they're not necessarily held too tightly.
Well, it is curious that the president has come to Louisiana after misfiring in Kentucky. He campaigned for the Republican in Kentucky, an incumbent who apparently has lost, and that was a race, as we heard from Mark McKinnon earlier, where Governor Bevins a few nights ago said he was 12 points ahead. So Donald Trump, apparently, he not only galvanizes voters one way, he can do so the other.
Well, and the other big race that was happening, I guess there are two other big races. One was that Virginia's legislature went totally Democratic on Tuesday. And then in Mississippi, the Democrat lost, but not by such a significant amount that was kind of caught a lot of people off guard, saying, boy, he got a lot closer. Pearson Cross from the University of Louisiana Lafayette has pointed out that this strong far right wing conservatism has kind of is at the end of running its course in the South. But Louisiana seems to be several steps behind. And he points to the Democrat, a black Democratic woman almost winning in Georgia. He points to recent races in Florida and in Texas, saying that the strong right wing Republican philosophy is starting to wear thin on many voters, and that they're shifting more towards the middle. Now, he also suggests that Louisiana is not quite there yet, and so it would be a difficult race for Governor Edwards.
877-217-5757, and We're going to go to John Kennedy's most well-known line from last night, one he's used before, but this time he used it to describe the Speaker of the House. And he also said, if you're happy with crappy, don't vote for Eddie Rasponi. That was another pearl of wisdom.
Good line.
But here is Kennedy, followed by his U.S. Senate colleague, the Democrat, Sherrod Brown of Ohio, who was on CNN this morning. Here's Senator Kennedy.
It must suck to be that dumb.
That doesn't sound like a senator who has an open mind about the evidence.
And I John Kennedy's on the banking committee with me, and he's smarter than that. He's funnier than that in person. He seems to have more principles than that. He plays to the crowd, I guess, when you stand next to Donald Trump. Mm. And you have that kind of crowd reaction you play to. And I'm disappointed because I like John, and for him to say that about Nancy Pelosi is so off the mark. She's the best, as I say in my book, Desk 88, she is probably the best, even more than Lyndon Johnson, the best leader of a political party in either house in this Congress in 100 years.
All right. And Naomi has sent me an email showing a story that Elizabeth Warren switched parties when she was 47 years old. She was not in her 50s, as was Senator Kennedy, Senator Cassidy, and Donald Trump. So she beat them to the punch as a party switcher. Shame on you, Matt Doyle, for that fake news you gave me. But John Kennedy, the U.S. Senator from Louisiana, He is Neil Gladner, my friend in Little Rock, a former colleague, says the most dangerous place in America is to get between John Kennedy and a television camera. And last night he was on stage and he seized the moment. And we'll talk about it some more with Mark Ballard of The Advocate. 877-217-5757 is your number. Back with more Talk Louisiana after this brief timeout. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. A few more minutes with Mark Ballard, the intrepid reporter, Capitol Bureau Chief for The Advocate, who is writing about Louisiana politics for good reason. We're 9 days away from the 2019 runoff for governor, and you had a story about early voting, Mark. It was impressive the first day. What's the latest?
During the week, it's dropped off a little bit. John Cuvion, the Baton Rouge pollster who studies this very carefully, says that it dropped off a little bit, but it's still only 1,000 or so votes behind where it was during the 2016 presidential election, which is kind of the benchmark of early voting, meaning that there is a considerable early votes being cast out there, and that the early votes are including folks who did not vote the first time around, and that is primarily from the lower income and African American communities. They're being energized by kind of a loose coalition of the churches around the state that saw the numbers and said, boy, we ought to get out there to vote, because it is below half. I mean, it was in the primary below half.
I went to the bathroom during our break, and a gentleman stopped me. He's listening to the show and says that John Bel Edwards should get President Obama to come down here and campaign for him. I don't think that's going to happen, but it would spur turnout perhaps both ways.
Yes, it would. I mean, I think that the governor has kind of kept his distance from nationalizing the race, like what happened in Kentucky, what happened in Mississippi, and what happened in Virginia, where the Republicans tried to nationalize it and make it a vote about Trump. The Democratic candidates in those states, as is our governor, is trying to focus on local issues, you know, and saying, you know, this is fine about Trump, but, you know, here we've got to worry about, you know, paying for TOPS and keeping the budget balanced and pay for school teachers and that sort of thing.
Well, Eddie Rasponi, if he is victorious, Mark, he will have rewritten the book regarding how to run a race for governor, because he has done it almost all with paid media. He has not been making personal appearances, not only at debates, but he just is not going to places the way previous gubernatorial hopefuls have.
Yeah, I would argue that he's already changed the strategies that will be used in the future, because basically his staff has kind of kept him from talking to the media, and talking to voters and kind of letting him go out on his own, which is kind of a shame. The guy's very likable and very smart. You can see that in conversations with him. But what happened last week when he was on one of those AM radio talk shows, and he kind of brought up the West Point, you know, is disappointed in the governor because he's a lawyer. And I mean, that caused a flood of problems, and it was just an offhand remark, it seemed like to me, in listening to the entirety of the show. And so maybe they are wise to kind of keep him out of the public view.
And it appears that his mentor, Lane Grigsby, since his interview with Stephanie Regal of the Business Report, that he has essentially gone into the witness protection program.
He's been very quiet about this. I mean, and rightfully so, because, I mean, he has been going, or at least we've been getting the reports that he's been going up in the northern part of the state and talking about issues that may not be quite as popular among folks if they knew about it. You know, things like combining parishes and that sort of thing, closing colleges.
Well, next week, when we hopefully talk with you, Mark, it will be on the same day that Donald John Trump will be returning to Louisiana to go to Bossier City to make his case for Eddie Lee Rasponi. It'll be an interesting week, and we'll follow it with you. It's always good to talk with Mark Ballard. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye. We're joined in studio now by Jason Andreessen, who is the man who is large and in charge at the crown jewel of City Park, the Baton Rouge Gallery, and this is the biggest event of many events for the year. It is an annual affair, usually occurs the night before LSU plays Alabama. I recall 11 years ago being at that event, and down the street at Tiger Manor, Nick Saban was being burned in effigy, but there were a lot of fireworks at the Baton Rouge Gallery, live art auction, Kinetics. Tell us more. Jason Andreessen, good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you for having me. Kinetics is a great event. It is unique in our area. It is a live art auction, so you have a professional auctioneer. This year you have over 35 pieces being on the auction block. Every single piece starts at $100, regardless of the size, regardless of the artist behind the work. And all the proceeds from the night go to benefit local and regional artists, as well as the gallery and a year's worth of programming and exhibitions and different things that bring arts to our community.
Well, you get started at 6:30 tomorrow night, 1515 Dalrymple Drive, inside Breck City Park. And as I've noted, this is a magnificent setting, and it must be a great place to work.
There are worse places to make your dollar every day. No, we are fortunate and have been for a long time, since 1984, to call City Park home and have great partners in Breck. But it's a fantastic space, and I hope more and more people come to enjoy it.
And as far as some of the items at the live art auction, I'm sure you're aware of some of those that people have a chance
to make a bid
on. What are some of the goodies that are available?
This is probably our biggest auction yet. There's actually a piece in the show that is about the size of a door, or just about the size of a door. There is stained glass. There are paintings. There are ceramic sculptures, prints, you name it. It really runs the gamut. There's an incredible array of works from 38 different artists that can help bring so much to your home, to your office, to your art collection. And in addition to that, it's just a really, really fun night. That auction is something that gets people really excited. They really enjoy the whole process. Brian Faru has been our longtime auctioneer. It is a blast. And even before the auction gets started, we'll have a lot of things for people to do. We've actually partnered up with the food bank this year and the Empty Bowls program. So people will actually have the opportunity to come and decorate bowls that will go to help our community. And it kind of speaks to the fact that the arts play a big part in making our city a better place.
Tomorrow night, Baton Rouge Gallery, 6:30 to 10:30. And for those who'd like tickets, batonrougegallery.org is
absolutely
a good place to go, batonrougegallery.org. And a listener asked, this is Trent in Lafayette, asking your hours during the week. You have scheduled hours. What are they?
Well, one of the things that Kinetics makes possible throughout the rest of the year is that we are free and open to the public, 12 to 6 every single day except for Monday.
12 to 6, 6 days a week, and if you go there on a Monday, you can go golfing.
Yeah, you can. Or walk around the lakes. There's all sorts of things to do in the park.
Yeah, which brings us to a question from Bill in Mid-City asking about the perennial effort to knock out the golf course led by Rolf McCollister. So far, Rolf has been unsuccessful, but he keeps trying. You like the golf course?
It's certainly a conversation that comes up quite a bit. We have plenty of golfers who come into the gallery, and it's great. You know, anytime we can get people to come into the gallery, we're really excited about it. Sometimes those people are coming in with, you know, golf bags on their backs and asking if this is the pro shop, because the pro shop is directly next door to where the gallery is. But anytime we can get people into the gallery, we're excited.
And here's Danielle on Goodwood asking about events. Like, do you have weddings and things
like
that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can actually rent out the gallery for weddings, anniversary parties. We've had class reunions. We've even had high school proms at the gallery. So it's really a great space for the community to enjoy, even aside from the programming that the gallery itself puts on. And if anybody's interested in that, please reach out to us.
You are allowed to serve alcoholic beverages,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. And I would imagine that'll be the case tomorrow night, right?
That will be the case. And if anybody's been to one of our first Wednesdays, you know that's the case there as well.
Okay. Well, and every month you have something big there. And there are a lot of great artists here in Baton Rouge. And you have been really an entity that showcases them in all their glory, and hats off to you for doing so.
It's we're lucky to do it. The gallery's been a spot for the community to experience local art since the mid-60s, and it's only ramping up. We've got a lot of great artists that we want more and more people to be aware of.
All right. I'm told there are going to be goodies from City Port tomorrow night.
There will be.
And a live performance by the Lily Lewis Project.
There will be. The Lily Lewis Project. There's also Cubs the Poet, our city's first poet laureate, will be there interacting with folks. We'll have a wine tasting. There's a lot going on, and we hope everybody comes out and enjoys it.
Well, and I was honored many, many years ago to be the MC. Justin Lemoyne has the honors this year, right?
He does, but you were one of our first MCs for Kinetics, actually.
That's right, but I was competing with a fire down the street with Nick Saban.
A bit of performance art, let's say.
Yeah, and Saban came to town, and he won, as he has done every time that he has come back to Baton Rouge, except once. And there is a big game Saturday, and this is a way to warm up for it, right?
That's right. That's right.
Warm up for the 2:30 start the next day, 6:30 to 10:30, Kinetics at the Baton Rouge Gallery. And if you haven't been there, it is truly the crown jewel of City Park. It is a spectacular space. And you have preserved the tradition. How many years for you now, Jason?
This is we're into year 13 now.
Year 13.
I've been there a little while.
Yeah.
But I'm like I said.
And you're still a young guy.
Well, my children might argue with you, but sure.
Yeah, so you must like what you do.
I'm incredibly fortunate. It is a great space. It is a great city that we get to serve. And there are, like you said, a lot of great, great artists, not only in this city, but in this state that we have the opportunity to share their work with our community.
And some real patrons of the arts, and some of those are responsible for this event. John Turner, Jerry Fisher, Steve Riedlinger, Dan Wise, Jill Kraft, Renee Daigle, among those that are part of Kinetics, Baton Rouge's premier live art auction. Tomorrow night, you can go to batonrougegallery.org for more information. Thank you and good luck, Jason Andreessen.
Thank you.
And signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Until tomorrow, for Matt Doyle, I'm Jim Inkster. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned.